This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Uttarakhand, reports of extensive damage have emerged from the Dharali region of Uttarkashi district following a cloudburst. Disaster management teams are actively engaged in relief and rescue operations at the site. Talking to media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said, people are being relocated to safer places on a priority basis and the situation has been continuously monitored.
बादल फटने की अभी सूचना आई है और बहुत तेज गति से मलबा आया है पानी के साथ हमारा प्रयास है कि इस समय में सभी को जल्दी से जल्दी राहत के काम किए जाएं बचाव के कार्य किए जाएं जिला प्रशासन के लोग वहां पहुंच रहे हैं साथ में हमारी सेना के लोग एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ आपदा प्रबंधन विभाग लगातार कोशिश कर रहा है हमारी सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है कि सभी को इस समय राहत की जाए सभी को बचाया जाए और हर प्रकार से जान माल की सुरक्षा की जाए.
In a social media post, he said that the district administration, Indian Army, NDRF and SDRF teams are actively engaged in relief and rescue operations in the affected areas. People have been relocated to safer places on a priority basis and the situation has been continuously monitored. In the wake of the cloudburst in Dharali, Uttarkashi today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to the Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, and took stock of the situation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that rescue teams are working in every possible manner under the supervision of the state government. The Prime Minister also expressed sympathy to the people affected in the cloudburst incident and also prayed for their well-being. Home Minister Amit Shah also spoke with the Chief Minister of Uttarakhand regarding the flash flood incident in Dharali, Uttarkashi, and gathered information. In a social media post, Mr. Shah informed that three nearby Indo-Tibetan border police teams and four National Disaster Response Force teams have been dispatched to the site and the teams will engage in rescue operations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Uttarakhand and western Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said, red alert has been issued in these states. He also said that heavy rainfall is also expected in parts of Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. In Tamil Nadu, a 25-member NDRF personnel team was sent to Ooty Nilgiris district and there has been continuous downpour in the Western Ghats. In Nilgiris, 283 places have been considered a dangerous zone for landslides. India and the Philippines today announced entering into a strategic partnership after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi. The two countries also exchanged 14 MOUs after the meeting between the two leaders. The MOUs include strategic partnership between India and the Philippines, treaty on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters, defense science and technology, among others. Addressing the media, Prime Minister Modi said the two leaders held wide-ranging talks during the meeting. He asserted that the strengthening of defense relations was a symbol of deep mutual trust between the two nations. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the Philippines government and the president for strongly condemning Pahalgam attack and standing with India in his fight against terrorism.
पहलगाम आतंक के हमले की कड़ी निंदा करने के लिए और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में साथ खड़े रहने के लिए हम फिलीपींस सरकार और राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं. म्यूचुअल लीगल असिस्टेंस और ट्रांसफर ऑफ सेंटेंस पर्संस के विषयों पर आज हुए समझौतों से हमारी सुरक्षा साझेदारी को और बल मिलेगा.
The parliament has given its nod to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of president's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from 13th of August 2025. The Radha Sabha today adopted the statutory resolution with voice vote. The Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of president's rule in Manipur last week. Benchmark domestic equity indices fell amid investors' caution regarding President Trump's renewed tariff threat over India's imports of Russian oil. All eyes are also on the outcome of RBI's monetary policy. Sensex shed 308 points of 0.38% to close at 80,710. Nifty fell 73 points of 0.3% to settle at 24,649. And that is the end of this news bulletin.